the news.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The judge delivering her verdict in the trial of the South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has cleared him of murdering his girlfriend Rita Steenkamp, but said he acted negligently and accused excessive force. Correspondents say Judge Tokizila Mazipa is expected to deliver a verdict of culpable homicide or manslaughter. Andrew Harding reports from Pretoria.
In brisk fashion, Judge Tokozile Masipa dismissed large chunks of the prosecution's case against Oscar Pistorius. She said neighbours who'd heard a woman screaming the night Rita Steenkamp died must have been mistaken, perhaps influenced by media coverage of this trial.
The probability is that some witnesses failed to separate what they knew personally from what they had heard from other people or what they had gathered from the media.
Judge Masipa said the defense's timeline of events was credible, and there was no evidence the couple, who had exchanged angry text messages weeks earlier, had been arguing that night.
10 Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, have agreed to help the United States in its fight against Islamic State militants. The announcement followed a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Jeddah. The group also agreed to stop the flow of funds and fighters to IS, which controls large swathes of Syria and Iraq. Our correspondent Barbara Platasha is travelling with Mr. Kerry.
The Arab states issued a communique agreeing to do their share in the fight against Islamic State militants, including, they said, joining in the many aspects of a coordinated military campaign as appropriate. Mr. Kerry told the BBC the details of who does what is still being worked out, but participants recognized the danger posed by the group and fully backed President Obama's strategy to combat it. He downplayed the fact that Turkey didn't sign the communique, saying it had sensitive issues to deal with but was on board nonetheless. Islamic State is holding dozens of Turks hostage.
The French authorities have arrested a man they suspect of recruiting people to join Islamist militants fighting in Syria. The Interior Ministry described Murad Fares as a particularly dangerous individual. President Obama says the United States will join the European Union in imposing tougher sanctions on Russia over its intervention in Ukraine. Mr. Obama said the sanctions would increase Moscow's political isolation, as Regina Vaidyanathan reports from Washington.
Several rounds of sanctions have already been imposed on Russian interests, and while U.S. officials argue they've been effective in hurting the Russian economy, they've yet to soften Vladimir Putin's resolve. This latest action will include the targeting of Russian banks and other financial institutions, cutting off their access to U.S. capital. Sanctions against the energy and defense sectors will also be deepened. The White House hopes the measures will isolate Russia and personally impact President Putin and those close to him.
BBC News. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined a rally in the Spanish city of Barcelona to demand that their Catalan region be allowed to hold a Scottish-style vote on a split from Spain. They want a similar referendum to be held in November. But the BBC's correspondent, who's been at the rally, Tom Burridge, says opinion is divided.
The polls say roughly, depending on the question that you put to people, roughly if it's a straight yes-no question on independence, it's pretty split. Around 50% might go for an independent state from Spain. But there are many barriers for the Catalan government, which wants this referendum, and all these people down here in the crowd below me, because the Spanish government says it would be unconstitutional and illegal. And actually, the Constitutional Court in Madrid is due to rule in a matter of weeks on the referendum in Catalonia. And I would be very surprised if they don't rule that it would be unconstitutional.
A group of traditional elders in northern Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have completely surrounded Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. The Borno Elders Forum called on the military to increase fortifications to prevent a major assault. Congress in Buenos Aires has approved a bill to restructure the country's debt and sidestep a recent U.S. court ruling that caused Argentina to default. Under the restructuring plan, Argentina will be able to pay creditors locally beyond the reach of the American courts. The U.S. judgment had prevented any payments until two U.S. hedge funds were fully reimbursed. The ruling led to Argentina's second default in 13 years. A football club in Argentina supported by Pope Francis has announced it will name its new stadium after the pontiff. The club, San Lorenzo, is planning to build the new stadium in a working-class neighbourhood in the Argentine capital. It will be built on land seized from the club during military rule, which ended in 1983. Some supporters have joked that their recent success is down to papal support. BBC News.